Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and with the Lord's help, we'll continue on and conclude a message I've been sharing these last few days, In His Image. And as I pondered what it means to be in the image of God, and it's a vast subject, my goodness, this is not exhaustive, but I saw a pattern, if you will, between the Lord and us in terms of how we're similar in terms of our being. In the beginning, God had divine desire or faith, did He not? And because of who He is, He wanted to create, and create He did, a vast universe, so many galaxies, and then finally He created man, as expressed in Genesis 1:26. God said, "Let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So I was pondering, what does that mean? And the pattern I saw was, for the Lord, there was a divine desire or faith. There was no discrepancy between the two. Faith, by definition, is a firm belief in something for which there's no proof, and all God had to do was desire it, speak it, and it was, out of nothing. And then there was divine expression that was part of that, and then creation or action. It all flowed together in one powerful movement. And for us, in some respects, it's the same way. That pattern for us is faith. That's how we come to the Lord. We have faith to respond. He gives us that faith so we can respond to the conviction of the Holy Spirit and be drawn to that Spirit of truth, which is Jesus. Jesus came into the world to bear witness to the truth. That was His mission. That's what He told Pilate. So we begin with faith, as God did. Then there's the Word of God, His will, and then action. That faith without works is dead. Isn't that true? So let's go on and see what more we can discover. Faith is, beloved, an assertion, a confession of the divine will, God's plans and purposes. That's why the Word is so important, and that's why I spend practically every moment I can talking about the Word of God on this broadcast. You don't need to hear my opinions, amen? 1 John 5:14 and 15 says, "And this is the confidence," listen to this, beloved, "this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we have the petitions that we have desired of Him." If we pray according to the will of God. Now, there is sometimes what we call presumptuous faith. Basically, that's being a presumptuous, assuming in going into an area we should not. And basically, that's your will in operation, not God's. Amen. Keep us, O Lord, from presumptuous sins. Now let's look at divine expression. That is the Word, the spoken Word. And that's exactly what happened in before time, in eternity, before time was, the Trinity decided to create. And so they communed, if you will, just as they did, as expressed in Genesis 1:26. They were having this communion, this dialogue, this fellowship. "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." Okay, and then Jesus spoke. In the beginning, He was the Word. That beautiful John 1:1 was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by Him, and there was nothing made, nothing that was made that was not made by Him. And so the Word that we have, the living Word is Jesus, is simply an expression of divine volition or will. John 1 and 1, at the beginning, another translation said, God expressed himself, divine expression. And he's given authority to us. That authority has been entrusted to us as his sons and daughters. And we walk in that authority when we follow God's pattern in speaking according to his word. Remember that original mandate? God gave Adam and Eve in that sinless state dominion over all the earth, over every single living, breathing thing, animal, fish, fowl, everything in the skies. He gave man that authority. And so we walk in that when we follow God's pattern, God's will, his heart, his nature. We walk in that authority. Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. How's that for having authority? Enoch says, for thou wilt purpose a thing, and it shall stand. All thy desire thou shalt have. Praise God. And then another marvelous scripture I love, Isaiah 45 and 11. Concerning the works of my hands, this is God speaking. Concerning the works of my hands, command ye me. What is he saying? Give him no rest in prayer until he has set righteousness in the isles. Hallelujah. And then, of course, Proverbs 18:21, a very important scripture, says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Moffat's translation says, death and life are determined by the tongue. Wow, that is really serious. There's so much in God's word. Just taking one verse, you can meditate upon it and get so much out of it. And of course, there's increasing revelation that God gives. And then finally, remember, we're talking about a pattern here, divine faith, then divine expression, and then divine creation. Now for us, it is, and of course the marvelous thing I shared on, what was it, 2 days ago, that marvelous passage in 2 Peter 1:4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye may be partakers of the divine nature. So we can follow the pattern our God has set up. We can desire with godly desires, and that's faith. And then we stand or speak the word of God, stand on the word of God or speak the word of God, whatever the situation requires. And then, just like God, having done that, he created everything that exists. Everything, nothing is that exists without his creative force, if you will. That is action. And beloved, what we're doing, I hope this isn't too hard to follow, but basically, we're trying to understand what it means to be in his image. In his image, well, there's that, you know, it's a vast subject, but for the purposes of this broadcast, these few broadcasts I'm making on in his image, we're trying to look at one particular aspect, and that is the pattern of God's nature. He desires something, he speaks something, and then it comes into being. It's action. And so for us, while it's not quite the same thing, we desire something in prayer where, regardless of what it might be, we stand on God's word, knowing that if we pray anything according to his will, that's another passage that I shared, we know that we shall have the petitions that we have desired of him. That's 1 John 5:14 and 15. So the force of our conviction, if we don't have a dead faith, that is, a living faith will bring forth action. There's dead faith and there's living faith. Faith without works is dead. James 2:18, show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Or another translation says, I will prove mine to you by my actions. And verse 20 basically declares, faith without works is barren. It is inactive. It is ineffective and worthless. Faith without good works amounts to nothing. Faith that does not result in good deeds is not real faith. That's one translation. So, beloved, how can we summarize all this? We're in his image, you and I. We may not feel like it, but God's given us all kinds of wonderful promises so we can partake of his divine nature, of who he is, of what he's like. And so we have to get move on. Beloved, wherever you are at today, don't get caught in hopelessness or despair or sorrow or loss or deprivation in your experience. Put them under your feet and go on. In fact, let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, there are those who, you know, they've been hard even grasping this message because they've been down in the mully grubs. They've been in that pit of despair. Lord, I've been there at times. You brought us up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set our feet upon a rock and established our goings, and have put a new song in our mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and shall fear and shall trust in the Lord. If you're in that pit today, whatever it is, hopelessness, fear, despair, sickness, in Jesus' name, we call you out of it. In the name of Jesus, come out of that pit and be established on that solid rock. Let him establish your goings. Hallelujah. Oh, beloved, you are made in the precious, glorious image of God. And we may not, I don't even pretend to understand even a little tiny fraction or portion of what that means. But I do know that one day we're going to understand a whole lot more than we do right now. Praise God. He's the author and finisher, completer of our faith. Let me close with this beautiful passage in 2 Corinthians 3:18. We're not there yet, but we will be. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror. This is the pivotal point, beloved. We are changed into the same image, from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Another translation says, we are transformed in ever-increasing splendor into His own image, and the transformation comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. Oh Lord, accomplish that work in our lives and in the body of Christ throughout the earth in Jesus' name. So let it be. Can you say amen? Praise God. Well, it has been a joy and privilege to minister to you this week. I'm excited to see what the Lord has for us next time we gather together. I invite you to join me. We're heard on this station Monday through Friday at the same time. And if you're not able to, if it's too late for you, or if you miss a broadcast, or just want to listen anytime at your convenience, go to unveilchrist.org and click on the broadcast. I love you. Pray for you every day, my UCM family, my partners, as well as my radio family. Until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,